Illegal alien gets 7 years in prison for killing father of two, Corey Cottrell. By John Binder on June 23, 2020. An illegal alien who killed father of two, Corey Cottrell, has been sentenced to 7 years in Illinois prison after previously being freed on bail. As Breitbart News has chronicled, 27-year-old illegal alien Jose Rodriguez from Honduras pleaded guilty in January to running a red light on June 22, 2019, in Illinois, causing him to hit and kill 39-year-old Corey Cottrell. Cottrell, the father of two daughters, was riding his motorcycle at the time to visit his mother Kathy. Rodriguez, given a driver's license by the sanctuary state of Illinois, fled the scene of the accident under suspicious circumstances and turned himself in the following day. On Tuesday, Rodriguez was sentenced to just 7 years in prison for killing Cottrell and fleeing the scene of the accident. Sources have said Rodriguez has been charged with an unrelated crime as well. Though the Cottrells considered the case a murder, Rodriguez has only ever charged with fleeing the scene of an accident with a death involved, speeding, and running a red light. Bail for Rodriguez was originally set at $1 million. However, McLean County Judge Scott Drosevsky lowered Rodriguez's bail to $100,000, allowing him to be freed by paying only a small portion of that price. After being released from McLean County custody, Rodriguez was taken into custody by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency. Rodriguez was eventually allowed by federal immigration judge Samuel Coletto to be freed from ICE custody on November 15. Even after Rodriguez pleaded guilty in January to felony hit and run involving a death, he was allowed to remain out of jail free on bail. The Cottrell family suspects Rodriguez was a beneficiary of the Catch and Release program, wherein the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, once detained and released hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens and border crossers into the interior of the U.S. every year. The program has largely been ended by the Trump administration. Despite being ordered deported in 2013 and 2014, the illegal alien was never deported. The Cottrell family also suspects Rodriguez was drunk when he hit and allegedly killed Corey. Corey leaves behind his mother Kathy, his 11 and 14-year-old daughters Karina and Alexandra, his sister Shanna, his grandmother Virginia, as well as his aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. This year was the first Father's Day that Cottrell's daughters spent without their dad. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.